to walk or to hike. To walk or to hike. Do I walk in the morning when I walk around the campus here and do my meditation, or do I hike? Do I walk and sort of wander to move about slow pace, recreational exercise, one foot after the other? Do I proceed with the slowest gait possible? Do I walk around the campus here, meditating, thinking to myself? Or do I hike? Do I move along in a brisk and a wonderful way of walking in the country or in the wilderness? Because it is truly country wilderness here on top of the mountain. I hike more than I walk, because Rex and I are moving along at a good rate of speed. He's interested in checking on everything that's around, and when we walk in the dark, as we often do in the early morning, he's on his leash. And naturally, he is eager to move along and have me move quickly with him. And I move quickly with him. And I lift my feet as I move along. I don't shuffle them along, but I lift my feet so that I am rising up above the little bumps in the road or the little bumps along the path. And I'm moving along with a joyous delight in the long journey that I'm taking in the long walk. And it's a great and wonderful morning. It's a great and wonderful experience to take a hike. And so, as I take a hike, I am not just going a short distance, just around the block, so to speak. I am going several miles around our property here, enjoying ups and downs from the low valleys to the high sides of the mountain. Not all the way to the top. I just go to the level, maybe the path would be about 600 or 800 feet going up and down on the overall. Because I'm just, the landscape is going up and up and up and up and up, and then it goes down, and then it goes up, and then it goes down, and then it goes up, and then it goes down. And I'm taking a hike. I'm certainly not walking along that path. If I were walking along that path, it would take a great deal longer, because a walk is a shuffle. A walk is a slow gait. And it is not a movement of energy, a movement of vitality, a movement of saying, yes, I feel good, yes, I feel fantastic, yes, I feel wonderful. And that is what a hike is to me. A hike is an activity that is just really fantastic, and that's what I do every single day. I invite others to go on the hike with me occasionally. Very few people like to get up bright and early in the morning, but during the day when I take a walk around the property, people like to come. They want to see the meditation path. They want to see where I go. Now, how can I meditate as I am rapidly walking along, as I'm rapidly hiking along? My meditation is constant. I meditate whether I'm sitting, standing, running, dancing, singing, swimming, doing anything at all. I am always in meditation because I'm always thinking. Now, what I require of myself is that I think positively. I think joyously. I think about things that are a blessing to me and a blessing to my world and a blessing to everything that I'm doing. I think that all of the world is a blessing and all the world is wonderful and all the world is fantastic. That's what I'm thinking. And as I'm thinking this, that's where my consciousness is. And I feel a warmth. And I feel a joy. I think of all the people in my world. I think of all of the students of the University of Healing. And I think of all the people who have met in my various seminars and lectures around the world and how glorious it is and how wonderful they are. And how many of them have sought after the pathways that I have talked about in my lectures. How many of them have sought after being the divine, putting a cause in motion for their highest and best? How many of them have done that? And some fall back, and some look upon things and they remember things that are happy for them and unhappy for them. And if I can encourage everyone to always look for the happy things in their life, the happy memories, the happy, joyous times of their being, that's wonderful. But I don't do that. I don't do that primarily because as I hike along the path, I hike in the now. I am full of energy now. I am full of vitality now. I'm living whatever I'm living now. There is no past. There is no future. There is no present. There's only the now as I walk along the path. I'm hiking along the path in my state of meditation of nowness. And as I'm in this state of nowness, I feel so brilliant. I feel so uplifted. I feel so unconditionally loving of everything. And so, as I'm unconditionally loving of everything, no matter what comes into my consciousness, I unconditionally love it, and then I watch it as it falls into its perfect pattern, its perfect right relationship, and there is nothing other than this perfect right relationship. This is how my meditation goes. This is how my hike goes as I go around the property. And, of course, hike is a new phrase, a new term, a new word that we're using, but it more readily describes what we're doing. It more readily describes how we are cruising our property, how we are walking our property. We are walking our property as a hike, not as a walk. We're not sort of snuggling into it. We are dynamically living the hike. We are feeling vibrant and alive. We feel energy. We feel the joy of being who we are, and it is a wonderful thing. The joy of being who we are is something that we make for ourselves every moment of our life. It's something we make for ourselves every moment of our life and every instant and everything that we do. How are you hiking through life? How are you hiking through the affairs of your world? It's a little different word than we're used to using, but it's an active participation in moving. It's an active participation in walking, you might say. Walking is sort of a meditative position in itself with not much energy expended. Hiking has both meditation and energy expending at the same time, so it's a dynamic activity. It's a dynamic action. It's a dynamic adventure, and it is wonderful and good. But really, it is who I am and who you are and who we are. We are hikers. We are beings who are living dynamically, vitally alive. We are beings who are demonstrating to our world exactly what we believe about ourselves. We are energy, profound energy. This energy is just floating and flowing and exercising itself in every possible way. We feel just so glorious about it. It is such a wonderful, marvelous attitude that we have about ourselves, and it is good, very good. As we live in this vital energy, as we live in this dynamic energy, as we live in this hiking spirit, hiking around the mountains, hiking around the valleys, hiking through the cities and towns, hiking from one, it's not just a short step, it's not just a short walk, but it's a walk with a determination, a walk with a liberation, a walk with an inspiration, a walk with an aspiration, a walk with a delight that is just always there and always so fantastic and always so glorious. But it's a walk that I have chosen to make, and I call it hiking. You are invited to be with me as I hike around the property here at the Absolute Monastery every single day. You are in my heart because I'm thinking about you. And I'm thinking how wonderful you are. I'm thinking how whole and perfect you are, how fantastic you are, what marvelous.